can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
It's working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome to the post-game podcast. No Jerry Recco today, no Eddie Scazzeri today. Let's try to work on a podcast with CeeLo, good morning.
Good morning. It's colder now in the studio than it was when we chatted at 5 a.m.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah.
So I'm actually, I have wanted to talk to you about this, and better to do it on a recording than personally, because it's better this way.
In case we need to edit, is that why?
No. It's probably be a quicker conversation, but I really want to dig in here. So I'm looking at the CeeLo various jobs you have.
Yes.
And this is what I was wondering, because I think Jerry and I talk about this off the air. I don't think we've ever discussed this on the air.
Okay.
But like Jerry Recco has, he's got multiple jobs too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say a fellow like me. I have this one job, right?
Yeah.
I come to this job. I have a very set schedule with this job. I go home the same time. I do that. You have various jobs.
Yes.
You work here at WFAN. You work at the Infinity Sports Network, which is essentially the same thing.
Correct.
Same floor. You work at Sirius XM. You work at SNY.
Yes.
Are there any others I'm missing?
Currently, no. There have been in the past, but no, that's where we're at right now.
And Jerry and I have talked about, off the air, some of the advantages of having just the one job like myself. And then there are advantages maybe to having the multiple jobs. And I'm wondering, here's what they are. The advantages to having multiple jobs, I think, is you're not in a monotonous schedule that gets
boring.
That gets boring.
Monotonous.
Yeah,
yes.
Monotonous.
100%.
You have three different employers that you can deal with, so you're not dealing with the same people.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, which is very important in the world, is if one job lays you off, you're not completely cut off from your financials.
Very true. And maybe you give more time then to that job to make up for what you lost from the other one.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, do you think would you prefer to have one job with the same schedule that you always went to, or is this an interesting way to do it?
It's definitely an interesting way to do it. I will admit that what I'm about to say is, I think, the classic case of grass isn't always greener on the other side, or you want what you don't have. So I've not had a set schedule since I left the Boomer and Carton program as a newsroom guy working for Jerry Recco, essentially, and Tracy Burgess at the time.
And that was a full-time job.
It was a full-time job. The salary might suggest otherwise, but I'm not,
but you had benefits.
Not alone in that department.
Right.
I did have benefits, yes. I was a full-time employee of, at the time, we were CBS Radio, as you know, which owned The Fan. So that was at the end of 2009. So it's a long time now.
Been a long time,
so basically,
yeah.
You know, 15 years or so, and I'll be 39 in a couple of weeks, married, multiple kids, you know, the whole nine yards. Part of me wants to say, yes, I would prefer to have a set schedule and a salary and the benefits come through the employer rather than I get them from our on-air union, SAG-AFTRA, and to have paid time off. I haven't had paid time off in 15 years. So when I don't work, I don't make money. So that makes it difficult with a family, certainly around the holidays, which is why I usually end up grinding as much as I do from Thanksgiving through the end of the year, which I don't, I'm not complaining about.
Because that's when full-time employees will take off,
right.
And then you can get more slots here at FAN, Sirius,
yes.
All that stuff.
And so Jerry and I worked quite a bit while you guys were out. Me, because of what I just mentioned, him because he has to use a lot of his vacation time for his Rutgers responsibilities and duties. So I think that there's pros and cons to it. You outlined some of the pros. I think I've done this long enough now where it's become part of the norm, and I'm comfortable with it. I know for the most part how to manage it, what to expect. Expect the unexpected. There's always things that are getting thrown at you. Perfect example. Yeah, Wednesday morning. I woke up. It was my first off day when my kids were at school. My wife was working since, God, I don't even know, mid-December. It had been weeks. And I was supposed to have Wednesday and Thursday off. So I was like, I can come up for air, take a breath, get some things done, you know, rub the sleep out of my eyes, pick up my phone. All right, let's see what's going on. Right out of the gate. Hey, CeeLo, Jerry needs off tomorrow. Can you fill in for him? Sure, no problem. Because if I say no, that's money I'm leaving on the table.
Right.
And I try to make a habit out of not saying no unless I'm literally scheduled elsewhere and know that at the 11th hour on short notice, it's going to be near impossible to get that shift covered. I don't want to inconvenience somebody else for my own personal gain. That's my own morals thing. But so yeah, quickly. So today I ended up here. Yesterday, then, in addition to that, I ended up coming on the air with the guys to talk about my cyst situation, which turned into a whole nother thing, because then I've got people texting me and calling me and tweeting at me, and so that, you know, sidetracks from... So I went from having a nice two-day stretch where I was going to be nice and productive and get things done and relax a little bit, and it turns into chaos, and that happens all the time. Now, the good side of it is this job and this work that we do is a lot of fun. So I had a guy texting me yesterday who's a huge fan of the show. He goes, you got to listen. They're talking about your cyst. He's listening back on the podcast. I'm like, yeah, I'm aware. I ended up going on. Just keep listening.
Yeah.
And he texts me. He goes, you have the best job ever. So like when people say stuff like that, it kind of puts into perspective all the other logistical things that get in the way and that are really annoying. So there's pros and cons, like with anything.
Does it happen where they say when it rains, it pours, or Murphy's Law, one of these things where it's like multiple places want you at the same time?
All the time. Yes. When it rains, it pours is the best way
to
say it.
And then you might have nothing for 4 days, and then all three places want you at the same
100%,
time. 100%,
which is why people are like, oh, why did you do it? I'm like, because I know that at some point it's going to dry up for a longer period of time, or at least dry up as compared to, like, you know, what I've been doing these last few weeks where, you know, you're basically wedging in the holidays with family around all the work stuff that you're doing. But yeah, it does go dry, and when, again, when you don't work, you're not getting paid. It's not like, okay, hey, you're going to work a bunch in 2 weeks and then not a lot for the next 2 weeks, but we're going to spread out the money that we're paying you. Like, I get paid when I work, and I have to factor that in and know and plan for the fact that there's going to be some downtimes. Now, my wife does work full-time, so that helps. She has set schedule, set salary, all that. But still, between the two of us, I work a ton. She works a full-time job. Granted, mostly it's from home, but she does pretty well. And in this world and economy and we grind. We really do.
Is it when you go like to do your taxes at the end of the year for your part, for your segment, not your wife's?
Yeah.
Is it pretty consistent? Like, do you say, again, it was around this much, or is it like wildly changed?
I would say the overall number is relatively consistent, but in a given year, the higher percentage could come from a different job. And that gets complicated. This is a cop-out. My in-laws, specifically my mother-in-law, she's an accountant and she still works. So she voluntarily does our taxes. So my only job is she'll give me a list every year of like 15 items of things she needs beyond just W-2s or pay stubs. And she handles it all. Any questions she has, I'll answer. But she handles all of that stuff. So there have been some years where I've had to adjust like withholding at a certain job. Because you have to keep in mind, and you know, you don't have to keep in mind, but people have to keep in mind, you live in New Jersey, you work in New York.
Yeah.
So you got New York state tax, New Jersey state tax, federal. And some years I've had upwards of 5 to 7 either W-2s or 1099s or cash payouts because I was coaching baseball for a while, getting paid for it, doing private lessons. I taught at where Gina worked, St. Elizabeth for a couple of years. So that was a side hustle, side gig. So it all gets put into the pot. And unfortunately for my mother-in-law, she has to figure it all out and make it work. So I'm very thankful that that is not a job that I have to do every year.
And having various jobs, do you ever have to chase your money down? Or is it all very consistent now?
For the most part, it's consistent.
Your three main employers, like SNY, Sirius, and here, it's you. I would think you don't have to chase that down. You're in the system now. You do your work. You insert your timesheet.
I won't say I have to chase it down. I will say sometimes, again, because it's not consistent, there are not intentional errors made, but something will slip through the cracks.
Yeah, watch.
And unfortunately with that is, it's like, well, we'll get you next time, you know? And it's not anyone's fault. It's just the way it works. But like if payroll is on a Friday and there's an error and I make them aware of it even that day, they can't be like, oh, well, you know, we'll correct it today or Monday. Like it's 2 weeks down the road. So again, when you're working sometimes paycheck to paycheck and those numbers vary, it can be tricky, even at home with my wife. she'll get frustrated sometimes or ask me, and she's like, do you have enough? Do we have enough for that? I'm like, I don't. And I get defensive, admittedly, sometimes. I'm like, I literally don't know.
Right, if they'll remember to pay me this week.
Or like, hey, you got a little extra. Can you? And I'm like, I have extra now. But when in a couple of weeks, when my schedule lightens up, like I need to have that cushion.
Yeah.
Because we do, I won't go into the specifics because it's boring and no one, it doesn't matter. But like we handle the finances together, but there's also a separate aspect of it. Because we still have separate bank accounts because it's from a convenience standpoint. She works for a bank, so she has to some extent, have accounts with them. Whereas I had one before we got married. It's local to this job. The ATM's right. Long story short, we do some things separately. She'll handle certain bills. I handle certain bills. Ultimately, it all comes together from the same pot. But because hers is set and structured and mine is not, it gets complicated sometimes.
Yeah, and then when things are added for you, shifts last minute, and you got to adjust your family schedule.
Yeah.
That's got to be a cause of trouble sometimes.
I will say that's probably one of the low on the list of things that we don't butt heads on a lot of things. Like, we get along well. That, thankfully for me, very rarely is an issue.
Oh, that's good.
She's been amazing about that since even before we were married. Like, we were in the early stages of dating. Not only was I working Boomer and Carton Monday to Friday, I started doing overnight update gigs on the weekends, sometimes both. So literally working 7 days a week, where on a Friday, I'd finish the Boomer and Carton shift at like noon. And I'd sometimes go to my sister's in Queens, crash there and go back to it because we were in Astoria at the time, go back to do the overnights. So I wouldn't even see her. Or I'd go home at noon, take a nap. She was working in Lower Manhattan at the time. She wouldn't get home from work until 6:30 on a Friday night.
Yeah.
We'd spend maybe 2 hours together. And then at 9:30, I'd have to be on the road to get back in to do my overnight gig. So that's just something that she's gotten used to over the years. And she's very flexible. And I was just talking to Rescona about this out in the newsroom. Very fortunate that with our kids, I have both my parents still living that live within 15 minutes and my in-laws live five minutes away. So we have four grandparents that can help out with the kids. We have some other family in the area as well that are willing to help. So that goes a long way. I honestly don't know how we would survive. I don't think we would. I wouldn't be as available as I am had we not had that support system.
And then looking back to 2009, when you had a full-time job here with benefits, but did not pay well at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever wish you didn't
leave that job?
Yeah, like leave that job,
no.
Or this you made the right move?
100%.
Did you right away feel that way, or were there a couple months in and you're like, this is not great?
I don't think I ever regretted it, but it definitely took some time to get off the ground. But I would say working a couple days a week doing on-air stuff versus the five off the air, there was a negligible difference.
Yeah.
And honestly, at that time, it allowed me to kind of retake control of like my health as well, because I was in my early 20s at that point, early to mid 20s. And like, I'm a dad now, almost 40. I'm not in great shape. I could take better care of myself. But immediately after leaving that gig, I lost a ton of weight, started exercising because I didn't have kids. I wasn't married. And it just put me, I was obviously sleeping better. That was a big aspect of
it.
Even though I was still doing some off hours work stuff. But no, looking back on it, that move, no regrets. Craig at the time told me I should go elsewhere to a smaller market, which I certainly could have done. That wasn't bad advice. A lot of people have done that. I wasn't engaged yet, but I knew that we were on that path. And I didn't want to make her leave the only areas she'd ever known, especially since she had the stable job and I didn't. So staying and figuring it out, it worked. It can be tricky at times, and it's kind of a mishmash of things even still.
And you also,
it works.
Had the large chunk of your time here was when Mark Chernoff was here.
Yes.
And Mark did not just hand out on-air shifts. It was
Correct.
Very difficult to get a shift to host the show, even. Where Spike, I think, was more willing to give people, hey, throw you on there. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, I never hosted while Mark was here. Now, I will, in his defense, I was not somebody that would bang down the door, like asking repeatedly. I wasn't sending him tapes. I wasn't asking for feedback. I was always more of a keep my head down and just, you know, do my job. And I was comfortable coming in here and filling in for Jerry, which was really a Craig thing, by the way. So, you know, he would poke fun on the air as he would with anybody. But that was really his call to give me that opportunity, and Boomer certainly as well. So kind of developing that role as the fill-in guy for Jerry, I think over time just sort of became a thing. And then when Gio took over, even in the period when you know, Craig got in trouble, and we finished out that year with Jerry, Boomer, and myself. That was big for me.
Yeah.
You know, part of me was hoping obviously it would stay that way, but looking back on it, it was obviously the right call, and I think Jerry would tell you the same thing, and I'm sure has.
Jerry had to go get heart medication, I think, when he was hosting. He was stressed out, I think.
Yeah. It was, you know,
thrown into that situation.
Yeah, and that was Yankees, Astros, ALCS 27. There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
I think we did a pretty good job, but you know, since Gio took over, it's been fun as well. I look forward to being here. Like, you know, even yesterday I said, oh, I got the text. It's last minute. It changes the plans. Like, I didn't fall asleep till, I don't know, 11 o'clock last night. I don't struggle with that once I'm here. Like, it's a natural adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
And I never feel like I'm lacking energy. I come in here, we have a good time, we laugh, we have fun, warm-up show. It's all a good time.
And how often do you do SNY?
Usually, on average, I'd say two nights a week. Sometimes it's three. Last week, JJ was in Paris, so I did five.
JJ and Gay Patty.
Yes. Yes, he was with the whole Jastrzemski family in Paris, which is hard to imagine.
So you get terrestrial radio, satellite radio, television.
Local television.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Like I said, it works.
Yeah.
It's not perfect. Nobody's situation is. But I like the fact that I get to do lots of different things. I like filling in hosting here and there. Like Jerry and I did it during the break. I've done some overnight stuff myself. I don't fashion myself as a 5-day-a-week host. I have no problem saying that. I just don't think that's my comfort zone. But I do enjoy getting a chance to do it here and there. And I like being part of a team. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, doing it here. Yeah, it's a grind for these guys that do these, like, 4-hour shows, especially the guys that do them by themselves.
I give
the overnight.
A lot of credit.
Holy
yeah.
cow.
Especially
like,
the calls go dry. You're talking to yourself or, you know, it's Fleegs or whoever you're working with on the other side of the glass.
It's tough.
And sometimes if it's not Fleegs, like this week he's in for Eddie, you know, no disrespect, but sometimes you'll get a guy who is just freshly trained and is still a little nervous or doesn't have his bearings. And then you don't really have that person to engage with as easily as you would your regular guy, whether it's Fleegs or back in the day, Russell Mathis, who was the longtime overnight guy who certainly was capable of on-air stuff.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's a lot.
All right, CeeLo, I enjoyed that. Thank you. Now I know.
Did it live up to your expectations?
You did, yeah.
Okay.
You nailed it. Boomer's got to get in here to record his weekend show. We will see you tomorrow. Oh, on a football Friday. That's right. You want to do a C at the end?
Oh, I love to.
All right, I'll go.
I'm not as good at it as you.
We'll do two. So I'll go, you go, I go, you go.
Okay. A little ping pong.
Yeah, ping pong.
Sure.